Hey there, welcome to the Tenta Podcast. I'm your hostess with the mostest, Jen McEwen, co-founder and COO of Tenta Browser. Today we're looking into surveillance. You are definitely being spied on. Here's who's watching and what to do about it. When we hear the word spy, we usually think of Cold War era cloak and dagger spies. But in the digital age, when we say someone is spying on you, we're talking about online, and someone is almost certainly spying on you. What kind of online spies are there? Well, there are four main categories of online spies: the government, cyber criminals, internet service providers, or ISPs, and advertising networks. Let's take a look at each of them. First up, the government. We know through leaked documents that the National Security Administration, or NSA, collects your private data, including email, messages, any traffic passing through the undersea fiber optic cables, and some cell phone locations outside the United States. This is all perfectly legal, by the way. And of course, the U.S. government isn't the only government that spies on its citizens. China is perhaps the most famous and the most overt when it comes to government moderation of citizens' online activity. But governments on every continent employ methods for spying on their people. Next, cybercriminals. Cybercriminals utilize a range of techniques to spy on people and collect their information. One is insecure Wi-Fi connections, usually in the form of public Wi-Fi. Because these networks are accessible to anyone, cybercriminals can set up a variety of attacks to spy on you and steal your information. With a man-in-the-middle attack, criminals intercept the data you send between your device and the ISP. With Wi-Fi sniffing, they grab a bunch of data and then sift through it to pick out the things they want. And sometimes they plant malware on the Wi-Fi connection, which then gets onto your device and sends them information. Another way cybercriminals gain access to your information and device in order to spy on you is through phishing attacks. Phishing is when a cybercriminal utilizes information about a person to trick them into handing over personal information, like passwords or social security numbers or bank login information, to get them to download malware through infected files. Phishing is often done through emails that appear to be from someone a person knows, like a spouse or a boss. The emails may make it seem like the person is in trouble and needs money, for example, or may seem like a normal but time-sensitive request from a boss. Some phishing emails convince people to hand over private information willingly, while others include links that lead to infected files being downloaded to the victim's computer. The third type of spy are ISPs. Internet service providers, or ISPs, collect and, in some cases, monitor all the information that is sent over their networks. Some compile anonymous browsing logs and send them to advertising companies. And all ISPs are required to hand over logs of user activity if compelled to by law enforcement. And lastly, advertising networks. Ad networks use something called cookies to track your progress across the web. Every time you view one of their ads, they're sent a cookie. This enables them to track your browsing history and deliver more, and theoretically better targeted, ads. So what can you do to protect yourself from online spies? If that list creeps you out, don't freak out yet. Luckily, there are ways you can protect yourself against online spies. 1. Utilize a VPN. VPN stands for Virtual Private Network. It's a network of devices connected to each other and a remote server through the internet. When you connect with a VPN, your device exchanges trusted keys with the network and creates a secure connection. All of the data that's sent over a VPN is encrypted, meaning it's safe from spying eyes. VPNs allow for private browsing, as well as protection against thieves who are trying to steal your data or governments who are trying to spy on you. They also protect against spying ISPs. 2. Install and use security software. Security software identifies and protects you against malware, which can be used to spy on you. Get quality security software and make sure to keep it updated. 3. Don't open links in emails without double-checking. It's a hassle, but always double-check with the sender of an email before opening any links, especially if they look shady. Use a different communication method, like a phone or a text message, to ensure you're not communicating with a cybercriminal instead. 4. Disable third-party cookies. You can keep advertising companies from tracking you by disabling third-party cookies on your browser. 5. Use ad blockers. Ad blockers also keep advertisers from tracking you around the web and spying on you. Plus, they mean you don't have to see annoying ads. So yes, someone is definitely spying on you, but you have the ability to take back at least most of your privacy. Thanks so much for tuning into this Voice article. As always, you can read the original post on our blog at tenta.com/blog. If you haven't already done so, please head over to Google Play and download the Tenta VPN browser on your Android device. Just search for Tenta Browser. That's T-E-N-T-A Browser. Tenta is a private browser that's actually private. It comes with a bunch of privacy tools built in, and importantly, on by default. Tools like VPN, DNS over TLS, full data encryption, ad blocker, anti-tracker, secure downloads, and also support of blockchain protocols and services. I'd also really love to hear from you. Catch us on Twitter at Tenta Browser, on Reddit at Tenta Browser, on Steemit at Tenta, and if you're a developer and would like to contribute to our open source project, Tenta DNS, or if you just want to check out the code, head over to github.com/tenta-browser. Well, that's all for me today. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll catch you in the next episode.